Ho, 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 ho. Suffering is optional, but pain is standard. Ho, 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 ho. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly bringing you the thought for today from Campo, California's University of Healing. Suffering is optional, but pain is standard. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun. Pain is the effect of suffering. So if we're going to allow ourselves to suffer, then we will have pain. Pain is standard. It comes with suffering. Suffering does not have to be done. We do not have to suffer. But we do it because we love it. I was talking to our handyman the other day, and I said to him, Brad, please cooperate with whatever Ellen tells you to do. Well, and he started suffering. Oh, did he start suffering? He was sweating and he was doing all sorts of things. And then he got all sorts of pains afterwards. He was telling me all of his pains and stuff. And I said, Brad, you don't have pains for nothing. You have pains because you chose to suffer. Now, if you would just do what you're asked to do because you're an employee and say, so if she asked me to scrub the floor 3 times after I've just done it and just done it and just done it, I'll do it. It's easier each time, less dirty water to pick up. But the thing is, I'll do it, and I'll do it just as good each time because that's what I'm asked to do. And, you know, Herb, he would say to me, but of course I say to him, and he hasn't yet said this to me, but he would say to me, you know, Herb, I get paid so much an hour, regardless of what the work is I do. And if you want to stand and jaw with me and talk with me, and you're paying me by the hour to do that, I don't mind. If you want me to do the same job 3 times, I don't mind. If you want me to do anything, I don't mind. See, now, if he would say that, where's the pain? Where is the pain? There's no pain. There's no pain when there's no suffering, when there's no feeling sorry for yourself, when there's no going around putting causes in motion. Oh, why do they always pick on me? Why do they always do these things? And, you know, when you do that, then you get lots of suffering. You get lots of pain. Now, no matter what happens to you in your life, no matter what happens relative to yourself or anybody else, if you can be able to say, hey, so what? Big deal. I'll do my best. You're doing a terrible job. You're doing a bad job. Well, where can I improve? Not, oh, I'm doing a bad job. I'm going to get fired. Don't worry about it. Because if you worry about it, you will. You say, hey, how can I improve? You don't say, yes, I'm doing a bad job. That's silly to say. You say, how can I improve? And you don't take affront by the idea that someone complains about what you're doing. Oh, people complain about me over the years of my life. You know, I don't do things their way. And so finally I say, hey, if it makes them happy to do it their way, I don't need the pain that comes from my not doing it their way, but doing it right. And you see, what difference does it make? Ellen says, I want you to push the water back in the corner, but it's supposed to get out of here. I want you to push it back in the corner, but it's supposed to get out of here. I want you to push it back in the corner. And so finally he said, all right. So then he pushes it back in the corner, and he notices that as he's pushing it there, the water circulating around all the mud and picking up all the mud, and the water is getting blacker and blacker and blacker. And then Ellen says, all right, now push it out, and all the dirt will go with it. And he pushes it all out. Hey, that was easy. And Ellen says, well, if I were to explain how easy it was to you, you wouldn't do it. But when I tell you, do what I ask you to do without thinking about it, then the benefit comes. When you can learn to follow directions, remember what comes next? When you can learn to follow directions, then you can be a boss. You can be a master. But until you can follow directions, you cannot be a boss. Because when people don't follow your directions, you don't know how to handle it. You just don't know how to handle it. You tell people what to do, and they say, up your nose, you know. And you say, well, if that's your feeling, get out of here. That's not the way to handle it. Everybody's up in your nose because they think that they're better than you are. You just say, hey, I'm paying you to do this job, and I want it done. Remember when we put in the SwimX? They told us it couldn't be done. It couldn't be done because that's rock down there. I said, get out your jackhammer and take that rock out. And they did. Oh, hey, that's beautiful. And then I said, put the jacuzzi level with the ground. Oh, but there's another big rock over there. I said, oh, how about that, you know? And so they worked on it for a day or two. They got the rock all out. And isn't that nice? Well, do you think you'd like to climb up over and into the jacuzzi when it's so nice just to step down into it, you know? That's pretty nice. And we have a special railing there for it, too. And we have it very great. But you see, they didn't want to do it. And I said, do it. They didn't want to do it. And I said, do it. They didn't want to do it. And I said, do it. And they didn't want to do it. So I said, I'm paying you. Oh, okay. You know? Okay. You see, this is the difficulty. People forget who is the boss. And if you're not the boss, then somebody else is. And if somebody else is the boss, then they're the ones that you have to follow. And if you don't follow them, then you're unhappy. And if you do follow them, you're unhappy too, perhaps. But what difference does it make? What difference does it make? None in the slightest. We are going to be here today, tomorrow, and for a million, billion, zillion years thereafter. And it's wonderful. I had a talk with a lady, and she told me that she was going to die. And I said, wonderful. And I said, now, why are you going to die? Are you going to die because you're running away from something? Or are you dying because you're going to some new adventure? She said, I'm going to a new adventure. She said, I never ran away from anything in my life. I'm going to a new adventure. And I said, well, then go. Go and have a good time. Then, all of a sudden, we find out that she's gone. And you say, Herb, did you know that? Did you know that? Did you know that?
I knew that too.
Yeah. Did you know that? And of course. I don't tell you guys one teensy-weensy little bit of all the things that I'm enjoying and having fun with. Because right away, then you will start thinking things that you shouldn't think. You can do anything that anybody else can do, whether it's me or anybody else. But no, you think, well, Herb does this. Well, I told him. I said, now, what are your kids going to think about this? What's your old man going to think about this? She says, I love them, but I don't think it's any of their business whether I live or die. It's my business. And I said, you are cool. And so then she started giving me a lot of mouth, you know, as she is so talented in doing. And I said, now look, you're making this move into this new dimension. Why don't you try on a new outfit when you get there? Try on an outfit of mastership humility. I said, you'll blow their minds. They will give you everything. But if you go in there and you be so competent like you are now, then they're going to expect you to know it all and be competent. Just go in there and be humble and be contrite and be listening to what they have to say. And just watch. Everybody will bend over backwards to do things for you. Everyone will do everything they can to make life fun for you. And she says, yeah, that's my trouble. Whenever I get in to do anything, I take over. And I do it all myself. And if they don't do the dishes right, I do them over. If they don't cook the food right, I take it back and say the customer said they didn't like it. But if I'm not going to serve the customer some food that they don't want to eat, some food that I wouldn't eat, if I look at it, I'll take it out and then I'll say, hey, the customer said it's not right, you know. But it was her, always her. And I said, what benefit is that to you? You don't care. All you are is just a fairy. You're carrying the food out and giving it to them. Now, see them enjoying it. See them thinking that this is the best food they ever had in their life. Wonderful. And she said, well, I'm not doing that anymore. I said, that's true, but you will. Because until you are able to live your life without sticking your nose in other people's business, just be yourself and have fun, then you'll get the challenges, you know, however they may come to you. And we had a good chat. And then that's it. But you see, this is the way it is. Now, what about Brian Taylor, you know? And what about Mr. Perry? And what about Mr. JJ? You see, all these people, I talk right to them. I'm right with them. I'm right there where they are. And I'm talking right to their hearts. Some of them know it, some of them don't. And no way am I going to let them be bamboozling to themselves to do things that are not going to benefit them. Now, neat, huh?
Yeah.
So what is this now? Suffering is optional, but pain is standard. Pain is the effect that comes with the cause of suffering. Now, if you have laughter, what's the effect that comes with that?
Happiness.
Happiness and joy. If you have skill, what comes with the result of that? Competence in whatever you do. Ability to do it very well, you see. So remember that the suffering is only the prelude to show you through pain it's not necessary. You don't need to do that. So let's watch ourselves. And let's watch the knowledge that we have too. I could have told this person, you've got to shake up your world and take care of yourself, get your body back in shape before you take off. No reason. That's not true. I told that to my mother, and she says, no, I don't. And I said, you're right. You don't. You can do anything you want. She says, I feel like going now. I've done everything I wanted to now, and I feel like going. And so she went. And this is how we live, and this is how we die. But mother didn't have any suffering, and she didn't have any pain. She had some from the body condition, but not the mind, because her mind was pure, beautiful, open, responsive, and happy. Pretty nice, huh?
Mm-hmm.
See what happens when you do the right thing in the right way at the right time, with the right purpose in mind, for the right person, you. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.